You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, all right. The readings today. Three things. Good news, very hard news, and watch out. So let's start with the good news. Book of Wisdom. There is no God besides the God we have. Well, we know that. Okay. But though you are master of might, talking about God, you judge with clemency, and with much lenience you govern us. Good news. The good news is that we know that as human beings we're not perfect, and because we are not perfect, we kind of screw up every once in a while, and we're not the best sometimes. We say things we shouldn't say, and we do things we should not do. And we realize that. Sometimes we do it just out of meanness, but sometimes we do it because it's just we don't feel good, we're hungry, we're tired, whatever. Whatever it is, we shouldn't have done it or said it, but we do it and we say it. And the good news is that God hears it, but at the same time, as they say, though you are master of might, you judge with clemency, and with much lenience you govern us. Okay? For you taught your people by these deeds. Okay? For those who are just must be kind. The good news is that God does not strike us right away. Even though, in a sense, we think, oh man, God should punish me for this or that. No, not really. Jesus and God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit say, you know what? I'm going to kind of give you another chance. And we see that in the gospel reading as well. You know, Jesus is saying, or, you know, the parable is, you know, the master sowed the seed and the slaves are coming and say, hey, you know what? You know, let's do away with all of this. Let's just start again, if you will. Let's just pull everything up and let's start again. And the master says, no. No, we're not going to do that because, you know, things, people can get hurt. The wheat can get hurt along the way. We'll take care of it during the harvest time. All right. So for all of us in here, the good news is that God is patient, he is lenient, and he is forgiving. All right. Good news. Okay. Take a deep breath because here comes the hard news that we have to listen to. And here it is. God is lenient, he is patient, and he is forgiving. Now, what does that mean? Well, when God is patient, lenient, and forgiving to me, that's okay. Now, about you, I'm not so certain. Okay? I mean, y'all are pretty good, and I'd give you a break. But you haven't done anything to me. And therefore, I can be lenient too. Because you have not done anything to me. And I haven't heard any gossip about you, really, because I don't live here. So I haven't formed really an opinion. I live in St. Louis, and so I just don't hang in Columbia to hear what people are saying about people here. So I don't have an opinion of you. Other than you come to church, and so, you know what? You're all right by me. So you're in the good crowd. Therefore, it's okay for God to be lenient, patient, and forgiving to you. However, there are people that I know that, you know, if I could have my say with Jesus, I would not be so kind. And I would say, do something about these people, whoever these people. You have your list of these people, and I have my list. And I've talked about this before. So we got to pull out that list. the list of these people, I don't care who they are. It could be your family, friends. It's a whole list, and I've got it, and you've got it. Here's the problem, and here's the hard news, is that God is going to give them a chance as well. And sometimes I don't want God to give them a chance. I would prefer if somehow they would be punished. I don't care how it happens. I just want to see them miserable. And it would make me happy to see them miserable. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm not happy till they're not happy. Okay, basically, that's the theme that runs through this. But the readings today charge all of us as Christians with this hard news that just as we receive the same graces from God, God is willing and patient to give the same graces to other people. The hard news. All right. And then the watch out. Okay, this is very important for all of us as Christians. Watch out. Because we are called to be wheat. We grow up and we are to give life. Wheat gives life. The whole part of wheat is that it grows up. It is then broken to make bread, to make nourishment for other people. Wheat gives life to others. Weeds, on the other hand, suck life away. And weeds are mainly just kind of self-centered and self-absorbed and really give no life outward. All they're concerned about is themselves. We've got to watch out, because I may start the day out as a great sheaf of wheat. I wake up, I go out the door, I'm happy, and I am helping people, and I'm doing okay, until somebody gets me angry. Now, what happens there? Suddenly, a weed comes up next to me. And this weed says something to me. It could be kind of insulting or whatever. Doesn't matter. But I get in conversation with the weed. And suddenly I'm fighting with the weed. And the weed and I are exchanging some not so nice things. And what happens is, as the weed wraps around me, I become the weed, if you will. We have to watch out, because we can get sucked in by the weeds and we ourselves become quite weedy. And it can lead to some ugly stuff. One moment in my life, and I'm not going to go into all the details, it's too long and all of that, but when I was pastor of the parish in Chicago, and it was all over a tent, and like I said, it's a bizarre story. However, I did not like the way the tent was put up. They didn't put it up correctly for this event that we were having. I called the tent person, this one man, and we exchanged telephone calls at least 6 times. And each time, the conversation got worse and worse. Until what happened was, we were no longer weeds. We were the two tallest weeds in the field. And we were exchanging some pretty ugly phone calls. You know, if you had saw me, you would be scandalized. And you probably heard my language. You would be scandalized. And it was not nice. I look back and I said, okay, you know what? We both were wrong. We were two weeds just screaming at each other. It became kind of a male thing, back and forth. Male pride got into it. The whole mess. And other weeds joined in. And it was just a big old weed fest. And suddenly the wheat was being pushed away by our own sinfulness. So today, the cautionary tale. Yes, we live in a world full of weeds. And yes, weeds are going to try to affect us. And yes, we do become weedy at times. The good news, God is lenient, patient, and forgiving. For us on our part, then, we have to look out. Every day, we are supposed to go about our life just like the wheat, and give life to others. When we find ourselves becoming impatient, unkind, when we find ourselves kind of self-centered and not helping anybody, but just kind of being unkind, realize we've become a weed. But the good news is that with some deep breaths, a little prayer, God will say, okay, you're not acting right, you're a weed. But at this moment, turn and become a grain of wheat and continue to feed my people.